Good morning, everyone. I make it 10 o'clock UK time. Welcome to Connections UK. I hope you can all hear me loud and clear. We have had our technical rehearsals this end, and we're sitting in sunny Hampshire in the Kinetic buildings. Thank you for your hospitality. And there's a team of us here in physical world who are dealing with the IT and the virtual world of you out there. People are joining us from all over the world. It's very flattering to have you on board. There we go. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. So as those of you that joined us last year, that we have, we consider Connections a learning environment, where we're learning and hopefully you're learning. We know there'll be technical challenges for us to overcome, but please use the chat facility if you can. We're also conscious that some of you may not be able to see or use the chat facility. Email us in or find a way to connect with us if it's not working for you. But we welcome everyone from everywhere. So I'm just going to do a quick 5 minutes intro about Connections. We started in 2013, Connections UK. We're part of a larger community, which is worldwide. And there's now a Connections in America, which was the original Connections, the UK, Canada, Netherlands, France, Australia, and I believe Japan is waiting in the wings as yet, but there's plans for a Japanese Connections UK, so that's exciting. From humble beginnings, we started, as I say, our first one in 2013, and we've only missed 1 year, which was 2020, sadly due to the pandemic. And those of you will be aware that we started at King's College, who are our partners, and great to see some representatives I know from King's College this year, or ex-students as well, so welcome. Our last practical conference at King's had over 300 people, and they joined us from over 23 countries. So I think there's not many small conferences that can boast such a great demographic. And we're now a properly formed community interest company. So the directors here are all volunteers. There are five of us. Any profit or money that we make gets ploughed back into the community. So we're like a charity, but it's actually a proper company. And that enables us to commission work and do all sorts of foundation and charitable stuff, which we couldn't do if we were a commercial company. I'm sure you're aware. The Connections, earlier this year, we teamed up for the first time with the DSET, the Defence Science and Technology Conference, which was a huge success. And we did a war games play through there. And that was very exciting in Bristol. And that was our first face-to-face event since the pandemic. So it was great to actually see people and play games and discuss some of the mechanisms that had been discovered and the challenges of virtual playing. There's a lot of energy in that room, I can tell you, that day. So Graham's going to talk a little bit more about that. And over the next 2 days, we're pleased to move forward to the next generation, which we did a lot about this last year. And it's great to welcome a group of diverse young people into professional wargaming. These are exciting times, I think. With me physically, I call my backroom boys, Edward and James and Evan, who you will no doubt speak to at some point, and they should help us get things going smoothly. I'm fueling them with lots of sweets and high energy foods, so hopefully we'll keep the tech going well. But as I say, if you do have any difficulties, please do just shout up in any way that you can. And I'm going to hand over to Edward now, who hopefully is with us. And he's going to go through some of the technical issues. So, Edward, are you there? Yes, excellent. Take it away.
So, good morning, everyone. So, as a few things going through. So, first of all, as you will no doubt be aware, Most of the meetings this year, and this marks a departure from last year, are on Teams. You should all have been sent, and in fact, I assume by the fact you're here, have been sent a copy of the programme, either on Google Sheets or on a downloaded Excel for those on defence accounts. There are a few meetings that are on Zoom, mostly those, for instance, the Next Generation, which Kira mentioned. But their links are also in the programme. So the programme is this, the go-to space, as well as the links that correspond directly to meetings and events. At the very bottom of the programme, there is a link to what I've called the general social meeting. So if you wish to just meet up with someone and chat, you're more than welcome to attempt to use that. During meetings, as an attendee, your camera will be automatically disactivated. And we do ask that unless you're speaking, you remain on mute. I mean, as is customary. Please, if you can use the chat for questions, please feel free to do so. You can also raise your hand and speak if that suits you, or email Graham or anyone else with questions if neither of those work. For those who are presenting, we will make you a presenter, which enables you to turn your camera on so that we and share your screen and so on. So don't worry about that. Other than that, I think that's everything. Please don't hesitate to contact myself or my colleague James if you have any issues, and I hope you enjoy the conference. Thank you. I'm going to hand you over to Graham now, I believe.
You are. Thanks, Edward. And thanks, Kira. Thanks, Alex. Great introduction. Also, could I start by saying or reiterating again the thank you to Kinetic for hosting us in this physical facility. Without this, the conference would just disintegrate, I'm convinced. And also in particular to our friends in QTSL, who have been friends of Connections for the longest time and again are hosting us this year. So my name is Graham Longley-Brown. Welcome to a somewhat reduced scope Connections 2022. And the reason for that is I'm going to take a backwards glance at DSET, which Kira's just mentioned, before I then go on to talk about what the conference is going to achieve. So I'm just going to share screen just to see if it can be done. There we go. So you should now see the Connections UK website. And I'm just going to very quickly go through these photographs. Kira just mentioned the energy that was in this room. And you will just see the engagement, the buzz, the just enlivening effect of this day was absolutely fantastic. It was part of a larger conference, the Defence Simulation and Training Conference. And I'm going to pause on that photograph, but I hope that gives you a sense of the buzz that was generated on that day. It was an absolutely fantastic day. I'm pausing here because you've got stood up Jim Wallman and Colin Marsden, two of the other coordinators, but also if you see bottom right, you've got Ben Moores, who's going to be introducing our first session. So the DSET day, absolutely fantastic, but it took most of our organizational capacity for the first 6 months of the year. We delivered it in June, and that was the time that we would normally be planning this conference. So this conference is unashamedly smaller in scope. It's small, but I hope you'll find that it's perfectly formed. So what are we here to do? And I just want to give a vision of the future, because I think we are at a pivotal moment in wargaming, certainly in the UK, in defence and across government, and arguably around the world, but obviously I'm talking mainly to the UK. The demand for good wargaming and serious gaming is exploding from the bottom up. It is those of us who are engaged in the activity simply cannot keep pace. The demand is outstripping the supply, and it is getting, that's a fantastic thing, but it is getting really, really serious. To one example, if you like, to illustrate this, is just last Friday, the Connections directors, all of us, were in a meeting with the head of NATO wargaming, literally, who has been charged with delivering more wargaming to NATO. And in his words, all the nations want to do it. That's great. But the follow-up is, how do we do it? So he's been charged with answering that question and delivering war games. And the fact that NATO are reaching out to Connections UK and other organisations, some of whom are represented by people on this call, that is a wonderful thing. But it just, that's a very simplistic statement. NATO has come to wargaming. It is, I know it's simplistic, but it does illustrate the bottom-up demand, which is absolutely exploding. But there is also now top-down support, and I mean support from the highest level. So you are going to get the first session introduced by Ben Moores. I just showed you him in the photograph. And he is the principal advisor to the Secretary of State for Defence. Ben Wallace, he says hesitatingly and hoping fervently that in a week's time, I'm still saying Ben Wallace, the Secretary of State for Defence, because Ben Wallace is a fan of wargaming and has directed that there should be more wargaming. And Ben Moores, principal advisor, is going to talk to that as he introduces the first session. The first session will then be chaired by General Andrew Sharp, who during his tenure at our Doctrine Centre, DCDC, put in place the chain of events which led to the MOD Wargaming Handbook. And General Andrew is again going to reinforce the number of senior people in defence who are now supporting, stroke mandating wargaming. So those two guys will introduce the first session. At the end of today, Dr. Rob Johnson is the director of SONAC, that is the Secretary of State for Defence's Office of Net Assessment and Challenge. So Rob will tell you more about SONAC during his keynote address, but the point is that today is bookended by senior influencers who have a direct line, who have the ear of, in this instance, the Secretary of State for Defence. So the bottom-up demand is there, the top-down support is there. But here's the thing. That does not translate into any improvement or any resources being allocated to improving the capacity and the capability of wargaming in the UK. Now, I hope I'm wrong in that statement. And to be honest, we'll find out a little bit more detail as we go through today. But just now, the amount of resource being dedicated to wargaming capability and capacity is almost literally zero across defence. And I think that extends across government. That is why we have reached out to industry, and that this morning is dedicated to our industry partners. And we've asked people who are engaged in wargaming to just talk in the first morning session about what they do and what they might do to develop wargaming. And that is general wargaming and also specific to connections, looking particularly at the capability and the capacity, because there is a vacuum. And in my view, we are not getting the direct resource that we need from MOD or government. But the senior influences I've just mentioned, and I include myself and most of the team here, we are, to be frank, the wrong demographic. And most of us are 30, veering 40 in Jim's point of view. We are the wrong age. We're just too old to be doing this. So all that top-down support and all the bottom-up demand, that is fantastic, but it is absolutely essential that the next generation pick up the baton. And that is the next generation capitalized, because we are handing over this afternoon to Connections Next Generation, but also with a lowercase, because everybody coming into the field, and Alex's introduction really illustrated that, you are absolutely critical, because we, certainly me, to be honest, I'm knackered. We need people to pick up the baton and carry this forward and start filling that capacity and capability. And because of that, the conference focus is on, and I think the term's already been used, is on crossing the practitioner desert. So that is taking people who are existing practitioners and just enabling them to actually deliver games to customers, to senior customers. And I saw some people talking to that in the chat in Alex's session. So that is what the focus of the conference is on. I'm going to come back to that in a second, but I'm now going to hand over to Tom Mowat, just to say a little bit about the Introduction to Wargaming course, because we are acutely aware that we also need to be offering that service. But in this conference, we're going to concentrate on crossing the practitioner desert. Tom, over to you.
Right. Hello, everyone. Hopefully you can hear me. My mic's a bit a bit squiffy. So what we're not doing this year is running a dedicated introduction to wargaming course. In the first year, I think 2013, looking back through some of the presentations, we were apologizing for ourselves for actually having the temerity to suggest that we ought to be wargaming. We've gone beyond that. Well, we've now reached the stage where actually Connections shouldn't be doing the introduction to wargaming course on its own. And we should be moving on to helping people who've at least been introduced to the subject. We should be helping them to become practitioners and to deliver. So at the Connections UK website, that's www.professionalwargaming.co.uk, which you'll probably all be aware of, there is a tab called Introduction to Wargaming, which is ITW. So if you go to professionalwargaming.co.uk/ITW, which is at the top of the page, the ITW has to be in capitals. I made the mistake when I put it in the chat. So if you just click on ITW, there is an Introduction to Wargaming primer, which you see as Graham is showing the screen. And then there's a series of lectures. Sadly, it's only me going through. But then there's some introductory print and play games, which are very simple and can be done with two people or maybe three in the case of the Kriegspiel and stuff. And then there's some extremely good War on the Rocks articles to do with professional wargaming. And if you click on the War on the Rocks link at the head of them, it will take you to the War on the Rocks website with the filter of wargaming. And you'll get hundreds of articles on it because, as Graham quite rightly pointed out, the whole thing has exploded. So our introduction to wargaming is basically, there's a series of online lectures that you can listen to. However, hopefully, fingers tightly crossed, if the Secretary of State's plan works, the Defence Academy of the UK will be running some Introduction to Wargaming courses deliberately. Initially, they'll be for the MOD and external agencies as a fee earner, but they should be available for professionals to apply. So anyone with a .mod.gov email address should be able to access them. And anyone who's in emergency planning, for example, or something like that, should be able to access them. But they won't be coming for at least 6 months. But fingers crossed, we will get those courses formally established. Okay, Graham, over to you.
Brilliant. Thanks for that, Tom. So where does that leave us then for this conference? The mission remains exactly the same, to advance and sustain the art, science and application of wargaming. But the focus for these 2 days is on crossing that practitioner desert. So it is rather more advanced at the introduction to wargaming that Tom has just outlined. And we have given that conference focus, or an intent, if you like, to all of the contributors over the next couple of days. So all of them should be talking to how to advance your practitioner skills. And when I say your practitioner skills, I mean all of us, because all of us obviously have something to learn. But the point here is that Connections, the whole family, but in particular Connections UK, has to operate in a safe to fail environment. So there is absolutely no question of any great and good frowning at whatever anyone says, does, tries, or whatever. This is a safe to fail environment for all of us to discuss and practice our art, wargaming, without any fear of anyone showing anyone up or anything like that. Within that, and this morning is absolutely going to play to this, where do we go in the future within that mission of advancing and sustaining the art, science and application of wargaming? A large part of this conference this year is dedicated to setting the conditions for a return to face-to-face conferencing in 2023. Touch wood, with some of the high-level support that I've alluded to actually coming to play at our conference. All TBC, but we'll see. So we are establishing the conditions for next year. And I hope that by the end of this first industry morning, and then by the end of the conference, we have done that. The DSET event that we've talked to just illustrated the power and the joy of face-to-face gaming. And that is not to say there is no place for online, because obviously online allows all you guys from around the world to join and we can tap into the best wargamers around the world. But the face-to-face element has been missing, obviously, for 2 years, and we intend to return to that in force next year. Watch out for the industry panel. We'll see where that is going to go. So we are setting the conditions for next year. We are all going to learn from each other in a safe to fail environment, so you can do whatever you like. And along the way, I hope we're going to have some fun, in particular tomorrow, where we play lots of games, and this afternoon with Connections Next Generation. So that's it by way of introduction. We are a few minutes early, but I'm hoping that we still have the industry panel, and in particular, General Andrew and Ben Moores and the rest of the panelists. We are a few minutes early, so I'm going to kill my mic, and then Ben, General Andrew, can you just come up, please, and let us know if you're happy to just continue and we keep going, or if you want a short delay until 10:30 as planned. So, General Andrew, over to you.
I'm happy to rock and roll as soon as you want me to, Graham.
Thank you very much indeed. Ben, are you good to go?
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Fantastic. In that case, that's all. Thank you very much indeed. Andrew, over to you.
Graham, thanks very much. I'll just try and turn camera on. There we go. I presume I can see myself, so I presume everybody can see me. Graham, yes. Can you just... Yep, okay. So, well, welcome everybody to the first session of this year's Connections. And it's nice to say this year's Connections in a way that feels very familiar. As Tom and Graham both alluded to, and Kira earlier on, 2013 when we first started, and there was, with a degree of encouragement from the greats like Peter Perler, there was, as Tom said, a degree of sort of apology, let's see where we go with this, Phil Sabin in the background saying, I'm sure we can make a success, but a degree of scepticism. And isn't it good that, is it 9 years on, we're still going strong? And it's worth saying to both Graham and Tom, thank you very much for that, because it's you two that have absolutely been the driving force behind this. So thank you. Thank you all for attending. We've got the best part of 80-odd people in this conversation already, which is really good. And it is worth just reinforcing those comments that have already been made about the traction that wargaming is really beginning to get. A forgotten art, an apologist's art. We've now got, as you've heard, NATO deeply involved in working out how they can use wargaming much better. But within the UK, the new CGS is absolutely an advocate of wargaming. He understands the value that I'll speak about in a moment. The new commandant of Sandhurst is absolutely, Zach Stenny, absolutely a convert, not quite messianic, but not far off in terms of the value of wargaming. And the Secretary of State, as you have heard already, and we'll hear in a moment from Ben, is absolutely a convert. You put all that together and that energy is beginning to get some results. As one illustration, the Army